It's Jersey's Rat Radio 95.9, The Rat. Time to wrap up the No Sweat News to get you geared up tomorrow for this awesome quiz.
Well, this quiz, that's going to get you some NJ Lotto scratch-offs, plus that very handsome Rat bandana that everyone's clamoring for. So that's what's at stake here right now, okay?
I am Skippy. This report is brought to us by Sherman Williams. Ask Sherman Williams and get your color on your way. Shop in a store or even online for your curbside pickup and get everything you need without leaving your car. Sherman Williams. All right, here we go. Check it out. No Sweat News time. If you miss any of the stories, WRET.com in the podcast section has your answer. All right?
All right, let's do it.
We're going to start off with a good story here as we take things to Dateline, Oakland, California. For parents and students, this back-to-school season presents a unique challenge marked by this COVID-19 pandemic. Whether preparing to head back to the classroom for even virtual learning at home here, teachers play that awesome role in helping families adjust to this new normal and getting our kids learn way wherever they may be learning. Well, a new research from Clorox, the brand that found the majority of teachers worrying about students won't have the supplies they need at home to support remote learning during this pandemic.
Oh.
Some teachers even use their own money to purchase items out of their own pocket to help with their students. Well, to help ease this burden of this unpredicted school season here, Clorox is donating $1 million to the Clear the List Foundation to supply the resources teachers need to set up for their students for success at home or even in the classroom.
Well, good on Clorox.
Clorox, Mr. Clean, coming through.
All right. They're cleaning it up. Cleaning it up. Well, thank you, Clorox.
That's cool. Clorox, donating $1 million.
I like it.
Story number two, Dateline, Long Island, New York. This is why you always got to proofread your work here, Davey.
Okay.
Where a 25-year-old guy from Long Island was waiting to be sentenced after he was found guilty of driving a stolen Lexus the other day. And he also tried to steal a truck in the meantime. I don't know how you drive two cars at once, but okay.
Okay.
Well, to avoid jail, he decided he was going to fake his own death.
Oh, nice. Good imagination on this guy.
He even got his fiance to feed his lawyer to fake his death certificate that said he killed himself.
Oh, no.
And it looked so real that the lawyer submitted it.
Oh, wow.
But there's a part at the bottom that says it was issued by the New Jersey's official vital statistics and registry. But he spelled the word registry wrong.
Oh, you always mess it up.
He accidentally put the S before the I.
Oh, jeez. Something small like that got him in trouble?
Someone realized it, yeah. And it was fake, and the cops tracked him down. It turned out he fled the state, and he had been arrested in Philadelphia for theft and for giving cops a fake name, so he was already in jail.
Oh, boy. This guy. Holy cow.
Strike three, pal.
Oh, boy.
And you are out.
Oh, jeez.
Now he's facing those charges, his original charges, plus the 4 more years in his prison for the death certificate stunt.
Oh, God.
Well, he's back in court next Wednesday.
If I said it once, I said it a million times. Don't fake your own death.
Yeah.
It's just not going to be good for anyone.
And you ain't going to win on that one, man. You're definitely not going to win. And now here is our third and final story, my favorite one. I love it so much, I had to share it with you. Check this out. There is a strip club, Dateline, Texas.
Oh.
A strip club called Vivid Gentlemen's Club. It's right there at 2618, as I give the address, Win Rock Boulevard. And it has become Texas' first drive-through strip club.
Oh, a drive-through strip club.
During this pandemic, okay. We got a drive-through strip
club.
This
is good.
Now, if you're a fan of exotic dancers and eating in your car, then Vivid Gentlemen's Club is probably your kind of pandemic paradise right
this
here.
This sounds great to me so far. I mean, what are we talking here?
A Houston-based strip club now has a drive-through. It's almost like Burger King.
I like it.
But with dancing involved.
That's fine.
They got the black metal barricades separating the dancers from the cars.
Okay, see?
The dollar bills litter the asphalt between the white siding of the tent walls. The purplish-blue lighting is out there as well. They got the DJ on the other side of the parking lot.
This is great. Social distancing. It's responsible.
That's right. They check your IDs when you pull into the parking lot to make sure you're of age to witness all this.
You can check my ID. That's fine.
And last but not least, you have to have a face mask while you pull through the drive-thru.
I wish we had one on Route 35 as we speak.
This is no gimmick, man. This is serious business.
There is one on Route 35. Not that I know.
Drive-thru?
A gentleman's place, a gentleman's location.
If you don't believe me, Google it. Vivid Gentleman's Club.
No, I believe you.
Right on out.
What I'm saying is, let's get it done in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Let's convert some of these wonderful gentlemen's establishments into these drive-thru places.
Drive-thru strip clubs.
I love that.
Gotta love that. I mean, is right.
It's just American ingenuity at its best.
There you go with your three stories as far as the No Sweat News. We'll gear you up tomorrow for that No Sweat News quiz. Dave and myself will make up one story happening tomorrow for the quiz. If you spot that phony out of the four that we're going to read you, you're going to be getting hooked up with all types of goodies.
Oh, yeah. We're talking about your NJ Lotto scratch-offs, plus that handsome rat bandana that everyone's talking about. You can get all of it if you win the quiz.
Check it out if you miss any of the stories this week. WRT.com, right there in the podcast section.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.